Today we're learning Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're on the top line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going to tell a story about another ger, in addition to the story we told yesterday about a ger who converted in his last moments of life and was kona olamo b'shah achas. So the Gemara tells us Unklus Bar Kolonimus Igayer. Unklus Bar Kolonimus was a ger. Shadar Kesar Gunda Dromaya Basre. The Kesar sent a troop of soldiers, of Roman soldiers, to bring him to bring him to him. Mashchinu B'krayi, and Unkelus started teaching them different psukim and drushos from psukim, and he somehow got all these soldiers off task, and they weren't the Igayer, and instead they converted. So the Kesar sent another group of soldiers, and this time the Kesar gave very strict instructions to the soldiers. He said, do not talk with him. When they were walking with him, Unkelus said to the soldiers, you know, let me tell you something that's not Torah at all. I'm just going to tell you something about general knowledge. So Niforia Nokat Nura Kame Pipiora Pipiora Luduksa Duksa La Hegmona Hegmona Lakoma Koma Mina Katnura Mikame Inchi. And he said the general chachma that he shared was that if you have a very low level officer, he would hold the torch to light up the path for a higher level officer, who in turn would hold the torch to light up a path for a higher level officer, who in turn would hold up a torch to light a path for an even higher level officer. Who in turn would hold the torch to light up the path for a hegemon, who's the one who runs who's like the governor of that location. Hegemona, but the hegemon would hold up a torch for the koma, for the king. But a king, does a king hold a torch to light up a path for other people? So Amri Leib, the soldier said, lo, absolutely not. The king doesn't have to serve anybody. Amr Lahu, so Unkelus said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nakat Nura Kamei Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't operate that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries a torch for the Jewish people, the Chassiv, because when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, it says, Vashem Holech Lefnehem Yomam, Hashem went in front of them during the day in Namud Anan and Namud Eish Balayla Igayr Kulhu, and that was it. They all converted. Hadar Shadugunda Achrina Basre. So then the Kesar sent another troop of soldiers, Amalu, and he told them, Lo Tishto Midibade, don't talk at all with him, not in learning, not in anything else, not in Torah, not in Mili Dialma, nothing. Kinakti Leva Azli, when they were arresting him, when they were arresting Unkelus and taking him, Chaz Mezuzas Demancha Pischa, he saw the mezuzah by his doorway, Osiv Yadei Allah, and he placed his hand on the mezuzah on the way out. Va'amaluhu, so they couldn't contain themselves. The soldier said, "My hai, what's the deal with that? What's this little scroll that you're touching?" Amrulei, I'm sorry. Unkelus said to the soldiers, "What is this? What do you think I'm doing?" Amrulei, Emelanat. They said, "We don't know what you're doing. Why don't you tell us what you're doing?" Amaluhu, min hagashalol lemelch basav dam yashu b'mfrim va'avadim shamrosim yibachut. See, normally the way things work is the king sits on the inside and his guards and soldiers guard him from the outside. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu avadav mibifnim v'hu misham mibachutz. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is we sit comfortably inside our homes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us from outside. Shenemar Hashem yishmar tzeich v'echa me'ata v'yad olam igayir. So that group converted as well. Sulo shada basre. Then the Kesar realized it was a losing proposition to keep sending people to try to be megayir to try to arrest Unkelus, because he kept on being Megayer, everybody. Vayomer Hashem la, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. Another story relating to Rebbe and Antoninus. So Hashem says to Rivka, when she's pregnant, that you have two nations in your belly. So, and that obviously is a reference to Yaakov and Esav, who became two great nations. Amar Vidam Rav, Al Tikri Goyim Ela Geyim. Not just nations, but very chashuv nations. Ze Antoninus for Rebbe, not chashuv nations, but chashuv people. That's a reference to not just the nations, but to two specific descendants, Antoninus, who's from the children of Esav, and Rebbe, who's from the children of Yaakov. Shlo Paskum El Shulchanim Loch that both in the wintertime and the summertime they had all seasonal fruits and vegetables available to them. They were such wealthy people. These vegetables are all important vegetables because a tznon, a radish, cuts up the food, it breaks down the food. Chazeres, lettuce, is mahapich the machel. It sort of helps digest the food in the stomach and Kishus is Marchiv Meayim. Kishus, I'm not sure, Kishus or Kress or something like that, broadens the stomach to allow a person to eat more. Didn't we say that they're called Kishuin because they're bad for a person like swords? Lo kasha. Habaravravi Habazutri. When the Brisa says they're bad for you, that's talking about large Kishuin. When we say that they're good for you, we're talking about small Kishuin. So main point over here, Unculus was a ger who continuously converted every group of soldiers that was sent to arrest him by highlighting how Kadosh Baruch Hu protects his people rather than the people protecting the Melech. So now the Mishnah had said that on the list of Yomi Day and Shalom Dei Chachavim is the Yom HaLeida v'Yom HaMisa, the birthday and the yahrzeit of a king. That was Rav Meir's Shita, and the Chacham say that any Misa sheish basreifa, any time they would burn the personal effects of the king, then you know that that's an Avodah Zarah, that that's a festival of Avodah Zarah. But if there's no Sreifa, then there's no issue relating to Avodah Zarah. So it says in Gemara, Michlal, the Rabbi Meir Savar, Loshna Misa sheish basreifa, Loshna Misa shein basreifa. It sounds that Rabbi Meir doesn't distinguish whether they're burning the personal effects of the king or not. Either way, they're going to worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're not allowed to do business with them on that day. It seems that according to our mayor, the Ovdei Kochavim do not have like a set rule in place to always do a Sreifa on Misas HaMelech for the sake of Avodah Zarah, because they make a Yomayit even without Sreifa. From the fact that the Chachamim Aser only a Misa that has a Sreifa, it sounds like the Rabbanan hold that Sreifa is a Chok, that it is a set rule that they have in place, that any Sreifa that they do is L'shem Avodah Zarah for the sake of a king. And if they didn't do a Sreifa, it's a simen that they were never really Mekabel as Malchus, and they're not going to turn his death into a festival. Va'atanya, but frak the Gemara, we have a Braisa that talks about Jewish kings, and it says, that you're allowed to burn the personal effects of a king, and it's not considered Darkei Amori. But if the Rabbanan are right, that the Sreifa that the Ovdei Kochavim do for their kings is done L'shem Avodah Zarah, Anan Hechi Sarfinan. Why would it be mutter for us, Jews, to do a Sreifa for the sake of Ovdei Kochavim, for the sake of the death of a king? Wouldn't it be a violation of B'chukosem? So no, you have to say that even the Rabbanan agree that Sreifa is not a chok kavua that's done for Avodah Zarah. El chashivusahi. It's just a way of showing the chashivus of the king, and that they're deeply saddened and upset by his death. V'hacha b'hakamithki. You want to know what's behind the machlok Shamir and the Rabbanan? It's the following. Rameir savar lo shna misa sheish basreifa lo shna misa shein basreifa. That whether it be a death that involves burning, or a death that does not involve burning, palchi ba'lavod chavim, they'll still use it as a day of avodah zarah. Rabbanan savri misa sheish b'sefer sreifa chashivilhu upalchi ba, that only if it's a misa of a king that would cause them so much anguish that they're going to burn its personal effects, do we assume that it's a chashiv enough time for them to make a day of avodah zarah out of it? V'shein b'sreifa lo chashiv lo palchi ba. But if it did not involve burning anything, then it's not considered chashiv in their eyes, and they're not going to bow to the avodah Zara. So Gufa, go back to the Braisa, what the Braisa said. Sorfin ala malachim vein bo misham darkei amori. So the Braisa had said that we can burn the personal effects of a king, and that's not a violation of Darkei Amori. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, when Yirmiyahu says, Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, that B'shalom Tamos U'b'misrafos Avasecha Amalachim, and goes on, HaRishon HaMashar Yilfanach HaKein Yisrafu Lach, that you're going to die in peace, and they're going to, just like they burn things for your forefathers, they're going to burn over you. So anything that has a basis in a Pasuk is not subject to Darkei Amori. U'k'shem Shesorfin Ala Malachim, Kach Sorfin. And just like we burn things when a king dies, we also burn things when a Nesiim die. Umahim sorfin al malachim. What do they burn when a king dies? Mitasan uklei tashmishan. We burn their beds and their personal items. Umaisa shemeis from Gamliel v'saraf alav Unkelos Hager Shivim Manatsori. One time when Rav Gamliel died, the Unkelos Hager burnt 70 Manatsori in his honor. So from the Lashon of the Brisa, it sounds like Unkelos burnt money. V'ha'amrit Mahin Tzvafnalei Mitasun Kli Tashmishan. I thought you're only supposed to burn the personal items of the king. So Ema B'Shivim Manatsori. What it means is that he burnt things that were valued at Shivim Manatsori. Umidi Achrin Elo, do we not burn other things? Vatanya Okrin Alamalachim. Didn't we learn that we are ochre for the honor of the king? We cut the hooves of the horses on both of its on its hind legs so that it's not going to be able to do any work anymore. Ve'ein bo mishum darkei amori, and yet it's not a violation of darkei amori. So you see that you do more than just burn his bed and his personal effects. Even his animals get destroyed. Amar Papa sus sharacha v'lov. No, we're talking about his horse that he actually rode on. So that was one of his personal effects. Ubehema tahora lo, what, on a kosher animal that he doesn't ride on, do you not destroy it when the king dies? Vatanya, ikor sheish b'trefa aser, that any type of ikor that they do on the animal that would turn it into a trefa, you're not allowed to do. Sheim b'trefa, but if it would not turn the animal into a trefa, mutter. Ve'ezu ikor sheim b'trefa, and how do we define an ikor that it does not turn it into a trefa? Hamenasher parsoseha, someone who cuts the parsos in the hind legs together with minar kuva lamata, cuts the hind legs from below the knee, so the animal won't become a trefa. But you see that we must be talking about a kosher animal, because halachas of a trefa are only shaykh to a kosher animal. And what you see is that you're allowed to do something to ruin the animal, even though it's not a personal effect of the king, because no one rides on kosher animals. No one's riding a sheep or a cow. So Tirgum Rav Papa Be'agla Moshachas Bakaron. No, we are talking about over here a calf that pulls a wagon. So it is something that is a personal effect of the king. So main point over here is that there is a machlokas. There's a machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim. Whether every death of a king becomes a holiday or only those that involve the burning of his personal effects. And then main point number three is going to be that even Jews are allowed to burn personal effects of a king, because we find a precedent for it in Tanakh, and therefore it is not considered to be darkei ha'amori. It's not considered to be something that's done l'shem avodah zarah. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there next time. We'll pick up from Yom Teglachas Zekeno on the third line.